Chapter 7. Here's something for you.
Is that Chapman? Bloom asked. Bloom here. Listen, there's something I want to tell you, and a question I want to ask you.
Monica watched Bloom's face as he talked to Chapman. Bloom told him about Monica's visit to Milam United and the meeting she had seen. But he didn't say that she had taken photographs. He also didn't say that they knew who the people at the meeting were. Then Bloom said,
And my question is, what were you doing there?
Bloom was silent and listened. From time to time he nodded and said,
Yes, I see.
Then Bloom said,
No, she couldn't hear what the people in the room were saying. And no,
Bloom raised his voice and sat forward in his wheelchair,
she wasn't spying on you. How could she know you would be there?
Bloom was silent again, then said thank you and put the phone down. He sat silently for a moment and thought. Then he looked at Monica.
Well, Bloom said, our friend Mr. Chapman says he went to Milam United Stadium to help us. He was trying to find out about the football club for us. He says that he was at the meeting to ask questions. He says the other people at the meeting were football fans. They were discussing the team's next visit to Sweden. He's very angry that we didn't tell him you were in London,
Bloom continued.
He thinks you were spying on him.
Do you believe him? Monica asked.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a misunderstanding, said Bloom.
Did he have any new information?
No.
So what do we do now? Asked Monica.
I want you to go to South Africa. We need to know more about Vitjord.
Monica looked at Bloom in surprise.
But he's in London, she said.
Vitjord was in London yesterday, Bloom said, but he'll return to South Africa. Go and wait for him. Try and find out why he's so interested in Milam United football team. Talk to him, if you can.
But I can't say I'm from the SMI, Monica said. Bloom smiled.
I'm sure you'll think of something to say, he said. Now you'd better go and pack some clothes. Be back here at 5. We'll book you on a plane to South Africa tonight.
Monica left the SMI offices and walked back to her flat. Half of her felt great. Bloom trusted her, and she was going on an important trip. The other half wasn't so sure. She had never been to South Africa, and she hadn't liked what she had seen of Vitjord. And what has all this got to do with the shooting of Carlson? She asked herself. An hour later, Monica was back in Bloom's office.
You're booked on this evening's SAS flight to Johannesburg from Copenhagen, Bloom said with a quick smile. Your flight to Copenhagen leaves in 2 hours. We haven't got much time. Here's a copy of the fax booking your hotel. You're staying at the Carlton Hotel in the center of Johannesburg. Stay there until you hear from me. One of our agents, Joseph, works at the hotel. He will help you if necessary, and will also give you my messages. Okay?
Yes, Monica replied.
Very well, then, Bloom said,
and took 2 small bags from his jacket pocket.
Here's something for you.
What are they? Monica asked.
Presents!
Bloom replied with a laugh. Monica opened the first bag. It felt hard. It was a Walkman, quite an expensive one.
Well, Monica said, thank you.
The second bag was softer, and Monica opened it carefully. It felt like something to wear. Monica took the present out. It was a blue bikini. Monica looked at the bikini in surprise. She laughed. Bloom took the bikini from her and held up the top half.
Do you see this? He asked.
Yes, replied Monica. It's a bikini top.
Yes, but it is also a radio, said Bloom. There are very small wires in the top which catch sounds. The sounds are sent to the Walkman. When you wear the bikini and listen to the Walkman, you can hear people's conversations from 20 meters away.
Well, Monica said, of course I'll take it, but I'm going to work, not lie on the beach.
Take it with you anyway, Bloom said. We know Vitjord stays at the Carlton Hotel sometimes, and there is a swimming pool at the hotel.
All right, she said, and put the Walkman and bikini in her bag. She looked at her watch. I must go.